Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Time for gardening. Our veggie garden's going well, Michael.
It is. This rain is giving it a
pumping
bit of
pumping it along.
Yeah, well, probably pumping a little bit too much.
Angus would be very impressed. We'll have to send him a photo.
Well, the great thing about Angus is he's finally returned his overseas trip, and he went to extraordinary gardens in Italy. Welcome to the show, Angus.
Thank you very much.
Now, you went to one of my favourite spots in Italy, Como. What were the gardens like there?
Oh, absolutely fabulous on the lakes up in the north of Italy. It's a remarkable place because even though it's quite close to Switzerland, you'd think it would be too cold to grow a lot of plants from more temperate regions. But out on the lakes, the islands out there grow a remarkable diversity of species and just a place of great opulence.
But a lot of the homes and gardens around the lake, they are very terraced, aren't they? And they have quite traditional-looking gardens.
Indeed, and that, I think, is the interesting thing about Italian gardens. It's often more about form rather than flowers. So the terracing and of course, the olive trees and all the vegetables that go in around the ornamental plants.
And tell us, what were the gardens like in Florence? Because Florence is sort of different again, geographically.
Well, again, it's often about terracing because it's a pretty mountainous country, Italy, and so they learn to make use of as much space as possible. And often around Florence, it's all about the hills overlooking the valleys, and so the gardens are framed around the beautiful views back down to Florence. So you could imagine the early cardinals and people like that lounging about in the gardens, drinking wine and eating olives and overlooking Florence.
Well, while you were there, I was in Bologna in earth-torn, war-torn, earthquake territory, clinging onto a cherry tree, and one of my guests took me around her cherry tree orchard. What I found amazing when you get onto the countryside there, how beautiful it is, but not only that, how stuff just grows. It looks so different.
Well, indeed, and I think the point there, as well as being mountainous, there are a lot of volcanic eruptions and so on that have occurred over the last few thousand years, and the lava and so on creates an amazing fertile soil when it breaks down. So that really is why Italy is a bit of a food bowl as well as a place of magnificent gardens.
A question I wanted to ask you, and I don't know whether you got any of this, but when I went into Rome recently, that city is a beautiful city, but pollution and all the stuff that goes with it, how important is it that we have trees around us to maintain pollution and things like that?
Look, yes, it has a quite an astonishing effect on mitigating air pollution and producing more oxygen and mitigating temperature as well. The urban forest is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, there's not much of it in Rome. You walk around the streets and you sort of think, God, I'd love to see a bit of greenery here. But you know what they did do, which I thought was really cool? They had great big planter boxes, Angus, full of bush roses.
Yes.
And they just grow. They just keep, and people could come up and pick them. It was really cool. And the next day, you know, they'd replace things, but the colours were just divine.
Well, the Mediterranean is one of the places where roses are just absolutely magnificent because of the sort of long, dry summers. And for anyone in Australia or New Zealand, the place to really grow roses is where you have those long, dry summers, much like Greece, Italy, Spain, and so there is a very good reason why they do so well there.
Look, it's been really nice to chat to you today, Angus, and we'll go off it. Not only have we got the veggie patch, our spring collection of roses is going to look fantastic.
Indeed. Well, I would encourage you also to think about olives.
Yes. Because
that's another one of the great Mediterranean pleasures.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.